One thing out for the sugi, I hope you brought the patient last time. It's always a suffix. No. It's not till listening to Hashem, we have to understand. Right, we're talking about the chibur. We were learning from Aris Hatar, from Rav Kook, based upon the Zohar Kodesh that we began with, Simchas Yushalayim. Simchas Yushalayim, that the Simcha, true Simcha, can only be found in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, because that's the place where the husband and the wife, or the Chas and the Kala, live together. It's the Simcha Val Yonim and Tachtonim. We spoke about in Rav Kook what that means. And in Yaneinu, we're up to what we're talking about, which is very much connected to the Shiurim and Yerushua now, is that the connection between Tereshev Chsav and Tereshev Alpeh is the same connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechinah, and Shemayim Va'aretz, and Kodesh Avichu, Shechintein, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechinah. And what I told you last time, we ended with, is that when we learn a few sugyas, different sugyas, and compare the Yerushalmi's approach and the Bavli's approach, we're going to see this remarkable chiddush, this difference between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. When I say this difference, this inyan of Simchus Yerushalayim Gilu Ba, that the yichud between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, between Torah Shebach Sav and Torah Shebach Peh, between Shemayim and Aretz, is something which is bolet. It's very obvious in the sugyas in the Yerushalmi, and not as obvious in the Bavli. And it's hard to explain until we begin to learn the sugya. So let me give you a little bit of background before we actually look inside. The easiest thing would be if you all had the complete Bavli and Yerushalmi on the table. It's hard to do that. So in the meantime, you know, I know that Yaakov Schmuckler reminded me that there's a way that if everybody has the name on the thing, there's a way that I could, like, WhatsApp or take a picture and send it if we have our names, so I don't have to keep handling with the papers and cutting and all that stuff. So. Yeah. So I could do it through Shlomo, I guess.
We'll take care of it.
Okay, so I'll do it with Shlomo because I see Shlomo all the time. So I could always just give it to him, and then he could send it to the Chavetz. It's easy. If everybody has, give Shlomo email, I guess. Okay.
Shlomo just give us.
And this way, it's much easier than having to harvest that. So, and then you'll also know if you want to bring your own Gemara, you bring the Gemara you'd have to each time with papers and stuff. What we're going to learn about, it's a sugi that crosses over a few places in Shas and Tanis and Megill in a few places. But the Inyan is a fascinating Inyan. When looking at the Shita of Eretz Yisrael, of the Yerushalmi, of the Bavli, the Negea, to the place of David HaMelech and Shimon Esrei. To the place of David HaMelech and Shimon Esrei, there's something that I was learning, all of this I was really learning this last summer, these in Yonam Alad. And in the Yerushalmi, what we're going to see is that it's very clear that there was not a special bracha. We do not have in the Yerushalmi a bracha as Samach David. Meher Satsmeach. We don't have a bracha in the Yerushalmi as Samach David Avdecha. But rather, in the Yerushalmi, there's one bracha of the Yerushalayim Ircha. And David HaMelech has put into that bracha, we'll see how. David HaMelech has put into the bracha of as Samach David, not a separate bracha. Mashenikin and the Bavli, of course, which we daven like, that the Bavli has two separate brachas, Eli Yerushalayim Ircha and as Samach David.
Yerushalmi had a different bracha to make up the 18.
So that's what we're going to talk about. How do you come to the cheshbon of 18, 19? How does that work? That's the basis of the sugya, the cheshbon. How does it work? So before we actually learn inside, the Gemara in Tain is on Daf Yud Gimel. You don't have it in front of you. The Gemara Tainis, there Rashi is explaining the Gemara, why is it that Tfilas HaAmida is called Shemun Esrei? Why is it called Shemun Esrei? And Rashi explains the Gemara, the Betchila, in the beginning, there were 18 brachas. This is what Reuven was referring to. In the beginning, there were 18 brachas. And only afterwards, the Birchas HaMinim, L'malshinim al-Tisikva, that only afterwards, when they were having tzaris, with the early Christians. Only at that point, so Shmuel HaKatan made up this nusach, and the additional bracha of Lamal Shinim was added. And so Rashi says, the original cheshbon was 18, and now when you look in the siddur, there are 19, because the bracha of Lamal Shinim was added later on. But we don't call it Tisha Esrei, right? Wouldn't sound right. So we call it Shmoneh Esrei, right? And it held that name of Shmoneh Esrei. But the emes is that once the bracha singing was added, that new bracha was added, it became 19. That's Rashi's mahalach in explaining the simple pshat in the sugya and that you give. Now look inside if you have from last time the page. The second side says Tosfos Rid, Tanis Yud Gimel. If you have that Tosfos Rid, Tanis Yud Gimel. So let's just read it carefully together. The Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid is going on this Rashi that I just told you. Rashi who speaks about the original 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, that's why Shemoneh Esrei, and then later on the 19th was added by Shmuel HaKatan in response to the trouble we had with our enemies, internal enemies at that time. So Tosfos Rid says the following: Veinu Nirali. Tosfos Rid does not agree with Rashi. Veinu Nirali. The cave in the Shmuel HaKatan Tikna. Since Shmuel HaKatan was the one who made this takana, Shmuel HaKatan established the bracha of V'lamal Shinim Al Tisekva. The cave in the Shmuel HaKatan Tikna. Heyach Shaina HaTana Shmoneh Esrei. So how does the Tana say 18? Now Rashi's assumption is that this was a much later innovation, an addition that was much later. And the Tosfos Rid says, no, the Kevin Shmuel HaKatan Tikna, Heyach Shaina HaTana Shmoneh Esrei, V'nirli Dilo Hachi Tana Shmoneh Esrei. So the Tosfos Rid says, I'll tell you why it says Shmoneh Esrei. Tell you why it says Shmoneh Esrei, why it's called Shmoneh Esrei, why it says Tanishma. The Tanya b'Tesefta, Meseches Brachas, Mishili Per Gimel. So he brings a brisa that's brought down in the Tesefta, and this is the Mahalach of the Yerushalmi. Brachas Shomer Chachamim Keneged Chai Haskaras Shebahavol Hashem Bnei Eil. Now Chazal had a Kabbalah that the 18, the number, the significance of the number 18 is because it corresponds to the 18 times that Hashem's name is said in the Kapitel Tilim that we say by Kabbalah Shabbos, Havol Hashem Bnei Eilim, Havol Hashem Kav V'Ayis, and so on. That there are 18 times that it says the Shem Havaya over there, which is a very, very significant thing in the Kabbalah form also, why Davka those 18 times. Okay, but the 18 times of Hashem in that Kapitel Tilim, and that's the Shemoneh Esrei. The kodel shall bite us him, we shall push him, be machnir zaydim. We shall zon, we shall gain, be miftach, the tzaddikim, we shall david, be bani yushalayim. And the nusach, the language of this braisa, is that the bracha of the bite us him is a code word for the minim, for the Christians, for those early Christians, we shall push him, that group, there was a cut, of course, of bite us him and Poshim, these Baitusim and the Christians, the Machnia Zaydim, they're included in the bracha of Machnia Zaydim, Shoyver Oyv Machnia Zaydim, Vishal Zon Vishal Geirim, Vimivtach Latzadikim, Vishal David, Vibbane Yushalayim. So this Brisa says, this is what we're interested in right now, not the other brachas, Vishal David, Vibbane Yushalayim. That David HaMelech is included in Bnei Yerushalayim. However, the Braisa says, the Tosefta says, Vim Omer Eilu La'atzman Ve'Eilu La'atzman Yatzah. If, however, you separated them and you made a separate bracha for Bnei Yerushalayim and for David HaMelech, you're Yotzei. But the correct Nusach is for Tzemach David, for David HaMelech to be already included in Bnei Yerushalayim. That's the correct Nusach. Umaisa Rabbi Yerushalmi beperek hayakare, or beperek tefilas hashachar. And this is the understanding that, and this is what's brought in the Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi, also in Brachas here, in Tanis and in Brachas. Muchach mikan, so the Tosafot says, Muchach mikan, the la'acha shetiknu birchas habaitasim, moina isama Tanis and Leser. What we see from this Tosafta and the Yerushalmi is that the takana against the baitosim, the minim and the baitosim, whatever these apikarisim and these minim, that takana was a takana from it was from the very beginning. It's from the original cheshbon that the gemara that the Tosef is bringing and the Yerushalmi is bringing from the 18 brachas. That's from the original Shemon Esrei brachas. It's not a later innovation or an addition by Shmuel HaKatan. Then we see that the Tana counts up the 18 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei after the takana was made by Shmuel HaKatan, but after the takana was made against this bracha, against the minim, the baitasim. The time of the milsa, so the bracha of the minim is not a later addition to make it 19. The time of the milsa, Shahayu Kurlim Shall David Bani Yerushalayim. So how does it come out to be 18? Because if you add everything, it should come out to be 19. Now the Teretz is that Bani Yerushalayim and David HaMelech was one bracha. That's the Pshat and Tosefta that's brought in Yerushalmi. The time of the Milsa Shahayu Kurlim Shall David Bani Yerushalayim. Therefore, the cheshbon comes out to be Shemoneh Esrei brachas. That's why the brisa that the Tosefta brings, there are 18 brachas. It includes v'lamal shinim al tiyisikva, not something that was a 19th. V'lamal shinim is the original 18. So how does it come out to be 18? When you look in our siddur, there are how many?
19.
The Teretz is v'lamal shinim was from the original 18. But as Samach David and Yerushalayim Ircha were one bracha, not two separate brachas, one bracha.
When were they split?
So let's see. The time of the Yerushalayim Yichalim Shal David Bani Yerushalayim. Therefore, the Yerushalmi has a cheshbon of 18 brachas. It's not 19. Yerushalmi has no problem. It's 18 brachas. Avla Talmud Shalano. Then the Tosafot says, however, Ha Talmud Shalano, the Bavli. Ela Talmud Shalano, Soibe Kidetanya Bahi Braisa. Bim Omer Elu La'atzman, Ve'elu La'atzman, La'atzman Yotza. The Bavli holds like the end of the Braisa, except the Bavli became now the Nusach that we use, where the Braisa says at the end that if you separated them, and you said Elu La'atzman, Ve'elu La'atzman, that if you separated Bani Yerushalayim and David HaMelech, Yotza, that you're Yotzei. Now that sounds like it's the Evid, but that you're Yotzei. And the Tosafot says, V'kach nahagnu onu k'talmud shalonu. And our minhag is that we daven k'talmud shalonu, like the Bavli. We daven like the Bavli, which separates Dovna Melech and Bani Yerushalayim into two separate brachas. Shalom avarchim tshasri brachas. So according to the Bavli, there's a cheshbon of 19. According to the Yerushalmi, there are 18 brachas. According to Rishon, there are 18, because David HaMelech is included in Bnei Yerushalayim. According to the Bavli, there are 19. There are 19. And the Bavli explains this. The 19th is that the Shmuel HaKatan was Masakel and the Birchas Aminim later on. The Yerushalmi doesn't agree with that. So Machloek is Bavli and Yerushalmi regarding the original Shemoneh Esrei. It's fascinating, no? That's the original Shemoneh Esrei. According to the Yerushalmi, David HaMelech and Yerushalayim are together. According to the Bavli, they're separated. So Bavli has 19. So the Tosafot says that we daven, the way that we daven is like the Bavli, and we have in our Siddurim we have 19 brachas. We have the Lamashim Alti Sikfa, and we have Bani Yerushalayim and a Samach David. So we have 19 brachas, according to the, that's how we daven. That's the Tosafot Taisus Rid himself disagrees with Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. He brings the Braisa, the Sefer with the Braisa as a Raya, like the Yerushalmi, but he says, but if you're wondering about our minig is to daven in the way of the Bavli, where we have these as two separate brachas. Now,
wouldn't that make the dating of the formulation of Shmoneh Esrei much later than we would otherwise assume?
Right, so then that would make the dating of it later. If that's true, that Shmuel HaKotan was the one who did that in response, if the Yerushalmi accepts that in response to the problem that we were having with the Minim, that would make the dating later, since we're talking now about the very end of the time of the Tanaim, the beginning of the Amoraim. Yeah. And there are those who explain that way, that would be later.
But I'm saying if the original 18 included Velam al Shinim, then the whole formulation of Shmoneh Esrei, the first 18, would have been much later, because then it would have been a response to the Christians.
Right.
Which is much later.
Right,
than
so this creates a very serious, this Mahalach creates a serious question how we understand the dating and the chronology. I don't want to go into that whole thing, but you're right, it's a problem how to understand that. You're right.
According to the Tosfos Rid, why is it called, then it should be called 19? And they had 19 to start with, according to Tosfos Rid.
According to Tosfos Rid,
the Bavli had 19 to start with.
The Bavli, that goes back to this question about exactly what's the timing on this with the
right.
No, according to the Bavli, the 19th bracha was Olam Al Shinim, and that was added later on. So it's originally
according
called.
The Bavli was added on also.
According to the Bavli.
According to
the way Rashi understands the Bavli.
But the way Tosfos Rid explains it, it was included from the beginning.
He learns that that's pshat in the Yerushalmi and in the Tosefta.
Okay.
He's not arguing with it, that Rashi's limud of the Bavli, that's the pshat in Bavli. He just says that Leinira is that that's not the emes of pshat. The emes of pshat is that it was originally 18. It was originally 18, and it remains 18 according to the Yerushalmi. However, we say 19 according to the way Rashi learns pshat in the Bavli. That's all. That's what he says. It's an interesting chiddush. So,
what do you think of that story of Shmuel Katan and Bavli?
Okay, so so the whole question of how that happened and why did they go to Shmuel Katan and so on? It's all the same question of what is this with Shmuel Katan? But I don't want to go into that. What's important for us now is why is it that according to the Yerushalmi, why is it that those two? Bnei Yerushalayim and as Samach David are supposed to be one bracha, and we'll see the chesima in a minute. It's supposed to be one bracha, and why the Bavli divide them into two brachas. So, both of the Gemaras have explanations of the whole Seder of Shmoneh Esrei. What you have on the page in front of you, in the middle of the page, is the Bavli Megillah. That's in Daf Yud Zayin Beis. Just look inside the Gemara there, and Yud Zayin Beis. So the Bavli says, it says V'kevan, the end of the first line there, Bavli, Megillah Yuzai in the middle of the page. V'kevan Shana said Din Min Harishayim Kolu Apayshim V'kerlo Zaydi Mimayim Shnemar V'shev Apayshim V'chatoim Yachtav. So it's talking about that's the bracha of V'lam Al Shinim and so on. V'kevan Shekolu Apayshim, once we destroy all the Rishayim, once we destroy the Rishayim, so Mr. Emermas Karen Sadikim Techsiv V'chol kainei v'shoyim agadeya, v'tiroim amna, kind of sadik, the kolal geirei hatzadik. So then we have the next bracha, right? So we're going from the Baal Shinim. The Baal is explaining the order of the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. So we go, once we daven for the end of the Baal Shinim, then we go to what's after that? After the Baal Shinim, atzikfor? Atzadikim. So once we destroy, we daven first for the destruction of the Baal Shinim, for the Rishayim. When the Rishayim are destroyed, then the Tzaddikim are uplifted. Then Tiraimam, the kind of Tzaddik. So that's the bracha of Al Tzaddikim, Al Chassidim, right? And Geri Tzaddik. Im Tzaddikim, Shnomer, Bnei Seba, talking about that, Bnei Zakim. Say, the Mesamach Levich Yod Yitchem Ger, we're not going to right now why the Gerim are included in here, the Geri Tzaddik. They say, the Tzaddikim and the Geri Tzaddik are that bracha. Vehechon Misraimem is Karnam. Now, where will the Tzaddikim be uplifted? Where will they be elevated and praised? The answer is Yerushalayim. Now we have the next bracha, right? So we go from V'lam Al Shinim Al Tisekva to Alat Tzadikim to the Yerushalayim Yerucho. The Tzadikim to Ramat Kanos Tzadik. Where the Tzadikim going to be elevated? Their covenant is going to be revealed. Where? Yerushalayim. Shenemar Shalu Shloim Yerushalayim Yishloyu Ohavayach Ohavayach the Tzadikim, that the Tzadikim are going to be living lives of tranquility and peace and so on in the city of Yerushalayim. And the Bavli says, the Kevin should nivnes Yerushalayim. Now moving on to the next bracha. Once we already have Bonei Yerushalayim, Kevin should nivnes Yerushalayim, Bo David, then David Melech comes. Shnema Ach Yeshuv Ne Yisrael Ubikshos Hashem Lakem is David Melech comes. Once we come back, Ach Yeshuv, once we return to Yerushalayim, then the Jewish people of Vikshu as Hashem gave us David Malcolm, we're going to seek the Malchus of David and Malcolm, to restore the Malchus of David and Malcolm. So that's the order of the Brachas according to the Bavli. As David and Malcolm became Shabbat David, also Tefillah, that's the order. And once David and Malcolm is here, David and Malcolm is the one who brings us the Koch of Davening. So once we have as Samach David Avdecha, then we can already come to the next Bracha, which is what? Shema Kaleinu, Bracha Hashem, Shema Tefillah. Then we have Shema Tefillah. Shema and the Beis HaMikdash will come. We have davening with the Beis HaMikdash. We thank Hashem. We have peace. And that's the order of the brachas. So we see clearly that the seder of the Bavli is that there are two distinct brachas. There's a bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, and there's a bracha. And there's the bracha of Es Samach David. Now we look in the sugi in the Yerushalmi. The sugi in the Yerushalmi is the next piece you have there, where it says Yerushalmi brachas Beis Dalet. So you see, it's underlined. Right? I underlined it. I don't know if I did it just by me or by you too. Okay, Ravacha, yeah. Ravacha b'shem Reb Yeshua ben Levi. So this is mamish fascinating. So we want to look up the corresponding sugi in the Yerushalmi. The Bavli. In Megillah tells us the order of the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. Say, so now we want to see what does the Yerushalmi say about the order of the brachos. So if Acha b'shem Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Af Misha Hiskin is at Tefillah Hazoyis Al HaSeder Hiskina. So if Acha says in the name of Yeshua ben Levi that those who were misakin this Tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei, it wasn't haphazard. They were misakin the brachos Al HaSeder. Right, so Bavli and Yerushalmi agree that there's a very accurate Seder. Ela Seder Hiskina Sholosh Brachos B'Shaynus. They're the first three brachas that everybody agrees, the first three brachas. Right, to praise Hashem. V'Sholosh Brachos Ahachroinus. And then the final three brachas to thank Hashem. That's all Shvachos Shel Makom. So the first three and the last three are praising Hashem. V'Ha'em Tzoyos Tzorchen shel Briyos. And the middle brachas are the needs that we have, to ask Hashem for the things that we need. And now the Yerushalmi says, what are the things that we need? What are we daven for? It's okay. Chaneinu Deya, Chanantanu Deya. We ask Hashem for Deya, for Das, for wisdom. And Hashem blesses us, Brachat Hashem, Chaynin HaDas. Hashem blesses us with Das. We say tshuva seinu, but sees that tshuva seinu. We ask Hashem to help us to do tshuva, and He wants our tshuva. He accepts our tshuva. Slach lonu, salachta lonu. We ask the Baruch Shalom, slach lonu, and we say Hashem, Baruch Hashem, chanu ma'adu. So Hashem forgives us. Ga'aleinu and ga'altanu. We ask Hashem for gula, and we believe that He's going to redeem us. Refor chalyenu to heal us, and refisa chalyenu. And He, Baruch Hashem, refi chalyenu. He heals our sicknesses. Baruch Shneseinu, Berachdish Neseinu. Same thing. Baruch Shneseinu and Berachdish Neseinu. Kabseinu, gather us from the exile, and Kibatztanu. Shavteinu B'tzedek, and Shvatanu B'tzedek. All of these are in the Seder. Hachnea Kameinu, we ask Hashem to defeat, to suppress our enemies, and Hachnos Kameinu, and we thank Hashem, and our enemies are defeated. Tzadkenu b'mishpat tzidaktanu. We ask Hashem, tzadkenu b'mishpat and tzidaktanu. Elof ehev tzadoko mishpat. B'nei beischa ushma asiraseinu. Build Yerushalayim and listen to our tefillas. So he goes straight from b'nei beischa, doesn't mention a word about David HaMelech, goes from b'nei beischa Teshma ati asiru aseinu, which means Shema Kolein, listen to our tefillas. So the Yerushalmi doesn't mention a word about David HaMelech. The Yerushalmi crosses over from Yerushalayim Yercha, which is Bnei Beischa, from Yerushalayim Yercha, and goes right into Shema Kolein, Shema asiru aseinu.
Remember, the machine is there, it's just different.
No. Oh, wait,
it says,
Achnea Kameinu. That's what it means. That's the same thing. Achnea Kameinu. Yeah. Ratzina Besarcha. Yeah, so stop here. So the Yerushalmi in its formulation of the Seder of the Brachas does not include Matzmiach carrying, it doesn't have a Samot Dod Mehus Atzmiach. Doesn't have anything about David HaMelech. Doesn't have. We go straight from Bani Yerushalayim to Shema Kolein. There's no separate bracha of as Samach David. So this difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So I checked. You know, in the sugyas that deal with the kitzer of the Shemoneh Esrei, the Havineinu, right? The abridged Shemoneh Esrei in the Havineinu, which is Me'ein the Shemoneh Esrei. We don't use it anymore. But when a person didn't have time, so whatever the situation was, he would say Havineinu. So it's that one long brach that has all of the middle brachas and one long nusach of in the middle of the middle brach of Shemoneh Esrei. So I didn't notice that it. I didn't. Understand it here, but the when you look at the Havineinu, the nusach of the Bavli that's in Brachas Chavtas, the nusach of the Bavli is V'yismechu tzadikim bebinyan irecha ubetikun hecholecha ubetzmichas keren ledover avdecha ubarichas neil venishai mishichecha term nikra atesane ruchat Hashem shemei tefila. So the Bavli is very familiar to us. The Bavli puts it all together. And the Bavli says very clearly, this is the order. V'yismechu tzadikim bebinyan yirecha ubetikun hechalecha, that's Bnei Yerushalayim, right? And then, ubetzmichas keren avdecho barichas ner leven yishai mishichecha. That's the Samach David. That's the Bavli. It goes then, tem nikra tatan, that's Baruch Hashem Shemei Tefila. In the Yerushalmi's Havineinu, which is in Yerushalmi and Brach, is also Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. In the Yerushalmi's Havineinu, it says this: V'yismuchu kol chosei bach bebinyan ircha. V'yismuchu b'cha kol chosei bach. All those who trust in you will rejoice in you. Bebinyan ircha, or bechidush beis mikdashcha, they will rejoice in you, Hashem, in the rebuilding of your city, and the rebuilding of the beis hamikdash. And then listen, ki terem nikra atasana. It's not a mistake. Ki terem nikra atasana, which is what? Shema Tefila. So again, there's no brocha of a Samach David. Now, if this is the girsa in the first tefus of Venice, of Venetia, in many of the Gemaras, it has in the Yerushalmi, it has also Mitzamach Dovid Avlecha. But if you look in the old Tfusim, the oldest Tfusim of Shas, of Yerushalmi, it does not have a Samach Dovid. Some of the later ones was put in. But in the old Yerushalmi, it does not have. And I don't know what the Shadenstein, we have one here? Yeah. Okay, so we'll find it, we'll look at it tomorrow, or later. But The Venice Yerushalmi, which is the most accurate one, this is the one that there's the nusach in front of you. You don't have it in front of you. The one in Brachas, it does not have Samach David. Doesn't have Samach David, which is consistent with the sheet of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi does not have a separate Brachas. That makes sense. Why was it that some people put in? I think we could understand why, without making any pilpulim, why it was important for the Chachamim. The Chacham, or for the printers of Shas, to put in David HaMelech over there. It also has to do with inyanim that we have with Christians and so on. So David HaMelech was inserted. But Lamaisa in the Yerushalmi, in the original Yerushalmi, we don't have anything about Es Samach. We don't have anything about Es Samach David. So The Gemara, just to support this, again, the Yerushalmi, you don't have it in front of you, but the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah has the Chasima of the Brachas. And the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah Dalet Vav, it brings in the name of B'Shem Abba Reb Yirmiya, B'Tfilahu Omer Elokei David U'Boinei Yerushalayim. That according to the Yerushalmi, the Chasima of the Bracha of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Yerucha, the Chasima was Elokei David U'Boinei Yerushalayim. So it brings David in the Bracha of Bani Yerushalayim in the Chasima. Elokei David, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei David U'Boinei Yerushalayim. But for Shimon Esrei, the nusach of the Yerushalmi, is Elokei David Ubone Yerushalayim, which makes it obvious that that's the true nusach of the Yerushalmi that we just did. It's not a separate bracha as some of David, or else you wouldn't have the chasima in Rosh Hashanah Elokei David Ubone Yerushalayim Elokei David. So it must be that the original nusach, the original girsa of the Yerushalmi, was that there was no separate bracha as Samar David. The bracha was one bracha with Yerushalayim Ircha, and it included in it David HaMelech, and that's why the chasima was the chasima of Elokei David Ubone Yerushalayim. Now the question is, you know, why is this? Why is this? In the Bavli, there's no inclusion of David HaMelech and Yerushalayim Yerucha. It doesn't end with Elokei David Bani Yerushalayim. There's a separate bracha. There's some of David. It doesn't put them together. It's a separate bracha. Now the chiluk, to understand this chiluk, we have to return to our Yesod of Torah Sech Yisrael, and we're going to go a little bit into the Kisvei Ari and to Rav Kook to understand what happened over here. Why is there this difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? So just to repeat, to make everything very clear, that it becomes very obvious on going through the sugyas that the Bavli, which is the Nusach that we daven, has two separate brachas, one for Yerushalayim and one for David HaMelech. And that's why the Bavli had a problem with the cheshbon of 19 brachas. There was an issue of 19 brachas. The Yerushalmi never had a problem with the 19th bracha, because the Yerushalmi does not have a separate bracha for Yerushalayim and for David HaMelech. It's all one bracha. Now the question is why? Why is that? Why is that? So on the page you just got now, you have from the Shara Kavanas, so everybody has this page, you have from the Shara Kavanas, Rabbi Chaim Vital. Rabbi Chaim Vital, in the Shara Kavanas, there's a whole section, Shara Hamida, on Shemin Esrei, explaining the Kavanas of the Arizal, what you should, according to the Arizal, what are the Kavanas of Shemin Esrei. So, the Arizal, Rabbi Chaim Vital tells us that the Arizal held that during the Bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, you have to have in mind that Mashiach ben Yosef should survive the life of Mashiach ben Yosef. That's according to the Yerushalmi, Mashiach ben Yosef. So this is brought down, in Pri Etz Chaim Shar Hamida. In Pri Etz Chaim Shar Hamida, it's brought down, here's your Lono Moy Rizal, Ma'od. So Pri Etz Chaim Shar Hamida Perak Yutas. Here's Lono Moy Rizal Ma'od. That the Arizal warned us very much. B'yom echad shehalachnu al tzion shmaya v'atalin bispalaleinu sham. One day, when we were walking, we went with the Arizal to daven by the kvaris of shmaya v'atalin. You can go there. I've been there. I know you. Right. So we went to daven by shmaya v'atalin, and over there the Arizal warned us very much. V'hichbil sham l'onolayman. He's repeated and said, Shenaske b'chol tefilo tefilo, lekaven b'milas David avdecha, sheyichye Mashiach ben Yosef v'lo yomus, ayde armelus harasha, v'nikra kisei David avdecha. So the Arizal Now, this is firsthand. This is a clarification from Reb Chaim Vital. So he said that the Arizal told us that we should have in mind very much the daven sheyichye Mashiach ben Yosef. That Mashiach ben Yosef should not be killed in the great in the war of the end of time, in the war of this war of Armilus Harasha, whatever that is, but Gog and Magog, the war of the end of time, that Mashiach ben Yosef should not be killed. Sheyichye Mashiach ben Yosef. So where's Mashiach ben Yosef in the davening? So the Arizal said that when you're davening in the bracha of bracha of Bani Yerushalayim, Bani Yerushalayim is Isaac in the or of Mashiach ben Yosef. The or of Mashiach ben Yosef is called Kisei David Avdecha, the throne upon which David Melech sits. Since Mashiach ben Yosef precedes Mashiach ben David, the Arizal said that the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim is a bracha for Mashiach ben Yosef. Malchus, the Malchus of Mashiach ben Yosef, is that basis upon which Mashiach ben David will come into the world. So he said to the Chevra that when you say the words, Yerushalayim Yerucha, Kisei David Avdecha, so you should say by Bnei Yerushalayim, you should say what? You should daven, you should have in mind that Mashiach ben Yosef shouldn't die. That Mashiach ben Yosef shouldn't die. L'kav milas David Avdecha, Sheyichin Mashiach ben Yosef. L'yomus, Ida Amalus HaRasha, U'nikra Kisei David Avdecha. So according to the Rizal, the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim is Isaac in Mashiach ben Yosef in a very discreet way, in a very secretive way, is Isaac in Mashiach ben Yosef. And the bracha as Samach David is talking about the tkuma of Mashiach ben David, the appearance of Mashiach ben David mamash. So Yerushalayim Yerucha Rachum Toshu, V'sishkum Sol Kashi Barata, and it says V'chisei David Avducha Mehera B'Soich HaTochen, may the throne of David be established in where? In Yerushalayim. Arizal said, have in mind Mashiach ben Yosef. Yandi. Baruch Hashem, Bnei Yerushalayim. Ad kan, Mashiach ben Yosef, Kibbutz Golias, Yerushalayim, right? All of that. Then, as Samach David, Meheris Hatzmiach, once we have already Kisei David, which means Mashiach ben Yosef, and it's this coming after Kibbutz Golias and Kisei and Mashiach ben Yosef, so the Rizal said, now we come to the brach of as Samach David, you have in mind the son Mashiach ben David. That's according to the Arizal. So the Arizal is telling us that there are two separate brachas. Well, these two brachas, one is talking about Mashiach ben Yosef, and one is talking about Mashiach ben David. He was explaining to the Chevra the nusach that everybody was using, which is the nusach of the Bavli that everybody was using. Now, what we're going to learn now in Rav Kook is that for some very, very deep reason, the Yerushalmi did not want to make a separation between Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. That's what comes out from here. The Bavli had his two separate brachas, Mashiach ben Yosef, Yerushalayim, Kibbutz Golias and Yerushalayim, Mashiach ben Yosef, and then another bracha for Mashiach ben David. So by the Bavli, it's possible to separate between the two Mashiachs. Not only possible, that's Abidah. There's a separation. Each one has his own bracha. The Yerushalmi could not accept such a view. That what? That the two Mashiachs should be in separate brachas. Why not? Why couldn't the Yerushalmi accept that? That's what a lot we've been talking about in Sefer Yeshua. The Yerushalmi could not accept that there should be a hefsik between the two Mashiachs. And the Bavli makes a hefsek. He knows there's a Torah of Golas, and the Torah of Golas, these are two different worlds, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. In the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, we're not allowed to make a separation between Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Now, in order to understand this, we're going to learn just a small part. We'll learn a small part of Rav Kook's, probably his most controversial Torah. They got him into a lot of signs on streets in Yerushalayim. which was the Hesped Yerushalayim. Rav Kook, as you know, we've learned this parts of this in the past. Really should learn the whole thing in the Mamar Haraya. But it's long. It's a few pages. It's unbelievable, Torah. Rav Kook gave a Hesped upon the Ptira of Theodore Herzl. You can understand that this was not something that made the old Yeshua happen. Everybody got very, very worked up over this. Very worked up over this. And Herzl was seen as being a Rosh Marusha in that world. And even the Jews that weren't such Charedim, they were not big fans of Herzl. And Rav Kook agreed to give a Hesped, and he never once mentioned Herzl's name, nor did he say anything about him in the Hesped. Which, if you do that stand by Hesped, you get into trouble. And he didn't say a word about Herzl, and he didn't say a word of praise, not anything about Herzl at all. He spoke about the Inyan of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben Dan. And he spoke about that there are two kaiches in the world. We learned this in Sefer Yeshua. There are two kaiches of the koach of Yosef et Tzadik, which is responsible for the physical well-being of the Jewish people, for the physical safety and well-being of Am Yisrael, like Yosef et Tzadik when he took care of us in Mitzrayim, the physical well-being of the Jewish people, and the spiritual health and well-being of the Jewish people, which is the koach of Yehuda. There's Yosef and Yehuda. Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. These are the two kaiches which we find a lot about, and is based upon, Rav Kook's teachings are based upon the Ramchal and the Gra. This is in the Ramchal and the Gra. There's a whole sefer from the Talmidei HaGra, a very controversial sefer called Torah, in this sugya of Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef. Parts of which have been hidden until even now, and they're trying to keep them out of the away from the public, not to see the parts that were hidden and so on. So, because the parts of the Kol HaTorah, that particularly one chapter of Kol HaTorah, lends tremendous credence to the whole movement of national, religious Zionism, and that's something that a lot of the Chevra in Yerushalayim did not want to have out there in print. So, the sheet of the Vilna Gaon regarding Mashiach ben Yosef, and there are some major questions about the authenticity of that part of Kol HaTorah, which we're not going into. It's a very, very big fight. And they're still arguing about this. As we speak, I'm sure there are Jews that are arguing about this. They're still arguing about that part of Kol HaTorah. Is it really from the Torah of the Gra? We know it's definitely from the Talmud, but is that something that the Talmud, it was his own Torah, or he's from the Gra, not from the Gra? Well, Chalzos, you could see why this would be something that would be very, very controversial. So, we don't have time to learn the entire, and I don't think it would be smart to begin right now to learn this Maimer. So maybe I'll focus that the rest of it, we can learn a little bit more of it. I thought this is the main part. You see, it just begins with a sentence, V'ni Chazal Omru, Shehesped Zeh Yir Al Mashiach Ben Yosef Shenerak. Chazal tells us that at the end of time, there's going to be a Misbeit Gadol, a big Hesped. And what's the Hesped? That's the Gemara, the Sugi in Sukkah, that talks about having the men separate and the women separate. So there's going to be a big Hesped. And the Hesped is on Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerek, who's killed. So Rav Kook here, he doesn't go into the Inyan of the Hesped. At the end he does, but he doesn't go into the Inyan of the Hesped itself. But he begins with the question of why Bechlal is there such a thing? Why do we have Mashiach ben Yosef? Who's Mashiach ben Yosef? We always learned about Mashiach ben David. Everywhere in Chazal, everywhere in Shas is Mashiach ben David. And all of our tefillahs is Mashiach ben David. So Rav Kook begins with the question, Sarach Lohavin, Bechlal, Lomar Tzrichim L'Shnei Mashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Ve'atach L'samakuvan, Hu Shenasi Echad Yilakula. It says impossible, G'dovid Avdi, Nasi Lahem L'Oilam. The tachlis is that we're going to have one king who's going to lead us. And it says in Pasuk, that David Avdi Nasi Lahem L'Oilam, the David Malchus is going to be our prince, our king, forever and ever. Malchus Beis David will be forever. So what's Mashiach ben Yosef? So of course, what's the need of Mashiach ben Yosef? So the answer, we'll mention some again. We'll begin next time. We've got about 2 minutes. We'll be...